With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court seems poised to reject attempts to kick former President Trump off the 2024 ballot. A definitive ruling for the leading Republican candidate for president would largely end efforts in Colorado, Maine, and elsewhere to prevent his name from being on the ballot. Chief Justice John Roberts says there would be big consequences if the Supreme Court agrees with Colorado.
In very quick order, I would expect, although my predictions have never been correct, I would expect that a goodly number of states will say, whoever the Democratic candidate is, you're off the ballot, and others for the Republican candidate, you're off the ballot. And it'll come down to just a handful of states that are going to decide the presidential election. That's a pretty daunting consequence.
Also at SRNnews.com, the results of an investigation into Biden's mishandling of classified documents were released Thursday. In the 400-page report, special counsel Robert Hur wrote that Biden's memory was significantly limited. Thursday's report also said that the president willfully retained and disclosed classified military and national security documents, but will face no charges. Well, President Biden mixed up the names of two world leaders this week, raising new concerns about his overall health.
At two campaign fundraisers this week, the president recalled a 2021 conversation with G7 leaders, but named leaders who had died years earlier. On Wednesday, he mistakenly said the conversation included German Chancellor Kohl. And on Sunday, he referred to French President Mitterrand, who died in the mid-1990s. A White House spokeswoman dismissed the mix-ups, saying it happens to all of us. A majority of Americans believe the 81-year-old Biden is too old for a second term and have reservations about his physical and mental fitness. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This is SRN News. A warning about the World Health Organization.
That body is trying to get governments around the globe to sign its pandemic treaty, but Republican members of Congress say the U.S. should not do so. They warn that the treaty would give the WHO broad powers in any so-called health emergency, including anything the organization deems to be a, quote, threat to essential health care, which would include abortion. A growing number of pro-life and freedom groups are lining up against the treaty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts could allow volunteer chaplains in classrooms under a bill moving through the legislature. The measure would give local school officials the option of bringing in chaplains to provide services and student programs under the direction of school boards. The only requirements of a chaplain participating in a school program would be a background check and having their name and religious affiliation listed on the school website. This is SRN News. The FAA is investigating an incident in which two JetBlue planes made contact Thursday morning on the tarmac.
It happened at Boston Logan International Airport. Two JetBlue planes made contact while both were on the tarmac's de-icing pad. The wingtip of one plane touched the tail of the other. Nobody was hurt and both flights were canceled. Passengers say they were moved on to other aircraft. A spokeswoman for the Massachusetts Port Authority called the collision very minor. JetBlue confirmed the incident involving flights to Las Vegas and Orlando and said safety is its priority. And we will work, said JetBlue, to determine how and why this incident occurred. I'm Rita Foley.
The medals for the Paris 2024 Olympics will include a small piece of iron from the Eiffel Tower. The country is including the piece to mark 100 years since Paris last hosted the Olympic Games. More details at SRNnews.com.